From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Welcome back to TGO Radio. That's another fine episode of Video Store, which is what we do when we don't have anything else to fucking
shit to talk about.
Exactly. Recording at the TGO Media World Headquarters. That's Jeff. I'm Brian.
What up?
Reach Around is producing. This week we are doing Night Court.
The new Night Court.
Season 1, Episode 1. Let's see. Got a whole new setup here, so give me a minute while I'm fiddle fucking around, make sure we get everything right. Oh, now it's not working? Really?
What?
All right, here we go. Show's over.
Yeah, show is over. Johnny, it's over.
It's over, Johnny. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
You can hear me fine? I've been having some microphone issues the last several fucking weeks.
Wow, that was a tricky class.
Thanks for the help. People are usually scared of me for some reason.
So, I can't imagine why.
So it's Bernadette, and she's in line at a security check. And, you know, some long-haired guys ahead of her. And so now they're going to make 5 jokes about how he's a menace to society or whatever the fuck is happening.
Why? Does he have a few tattoos? What's so scary about a flaming skull?
That's my Nana.
I love her cheekbones.
I hope you're not in a rush to get to court. This could take a while. Arlo has more jewelry than a pawn shop after Valentine's Day.
Boy, the hits just keep on coming.
Set up joke. Set up Jesus joke. Set up Christ. Joke. I mean, Jesus. You cannot, you know. That's it, man.
It's okay if I'm a little late. They can't start without me. I'm the judge.
Oh, you're the new Night Court judge. Well, let me be the first to introduce you to me. I'm your bailiff, Donna Gerganis. Everyone calls me Gergs.
Oh, so nice to meet you, Gergs. I'm Abby Stone. I just moved here from upstate.
Judge Stone, that sounds familiar.
Maybe you heard of my dad, Harry Stone? He worked here back in the 90s. Yeah, I guess anyone who worked with my dad moved on a long time ago.
Oat milk latte for Ted?
This may be the only saving grace of this show. Maybe.
Everyone moved on a long time ago, so they cut to a coffee place, and John Larroquette is the
barista.
Yeah, with a long beard and the whole bit.
Non-drink for a non-name.
Dan Fielding, is that you?
If I have to be, yeah, yes. A hot tea for Mary. Oh, you know what? You can make that at
Mary
at home. I'll get you the recipe.
You know, the last time I saw you, I had a client in Night Court.
Yeah, I left that place years ago. Have not looked back.
I've looked forward to this for so long. I can't believe I get to work here. My dad used to tell the most wonderful stories over the years about...
The people. I mean, to call the criminals that came through that court the bottom of the barrel is an insult to the bottom of the barrel. More like the stuff that grows underneath the barrel. No, they all deserve...
A judge who sees them for more than their crime. That's what my dad did, and that's what I want to do. I believe anyone is capable of turning things...
Around. Turn the top around, and the milk will come out. Skinny latte for Barry.
That's mine.
Oh, wait, are you Barry Grenache?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Barry Grenache. The Barry Grenache, God damn it. From the law firm of Jew, Jewy, and Jewerson. The fucking... yes, God damn it. Barry Grenache.
And something else for you. Consider yourself served. I've been working here 3 weeks. Where the hell you been?
I see, yeah, so far I'm not finding much entertainment.
Hey, Lewis, thanks for the assist. Oh, by the way, I'm keeping the hat and this because you made me clean the bathroom.
This is all an act? The whole barista thing, that fake beard?
Barista, yeah. But this is my real face, ass.
Holy moly, I can't wait to get started. Oh no, Arlo forgot his nose ring.
That wasn't in his nose.
Oh, it's cock ring. Oh, Jeff, I get it.
Jeff, where was it if it wasn't in his nose? Is the question. Ha ha! Oh, man.
This show is so fucking bad.
I mean,
bad.
It is on fire.
How many
this
fucking minutes
show?
Are we into this atrocity?
Not enough.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's so bad.
I'd never mentioned that in his stories.
I bet you fucking Jews would rather take a shower.
Night court.
Welcome to Night Court.
It's taken them all of about a minute to set this show up.
I am out.
Oh, fuck. Buddy. I don't know if we're going to get through this.
And I like Bernadette and everything.
Oh, I do too. But this is really bad.
Woof.
This is bad television.
Oh, where now? So we got to stop on a frame where Bernadette's smiling, and that, you know, of course, the new Roz is also smiling, standing behind her.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Looking at Bernadette as she's there, where on her face would the load go for you?
Well, for me, it's, you know, one drop. So, you know, I mean, my 20s, fucking everywhere.
There are times where I talk to the girl at the maid service downstairs.
Yeah.
That she's talking to me and I'm not paying any attention to what she's saying because I'm looking at her face. And this is not a joke. Like, this is a real thing. Trying to imagine where
it goes.
Go.
Yeah.
And I think what I've decided is like mid forehead.
Yeah.
To start and then let it fucking Niagara Falls down her face.
Is that, I can't tell if that's Woodward or Bernstein there in the back in the glasses.
It really is a fucking. You got to be playing bass for Metallica. In
oh, you know what?
1986.
That's Professor Jennings from Animal House.
Such a good reference. God damn it. Well, that makes me angry. Hungry. Who is that? She's had some surgery.
India de Beaufort.
I don't know. I do. So you got one
Tallywhacker? Is that his last name? Oh.
Tallwalker. Kapil Tallwalker. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you got to be sure you have one of all of them. So you got to have the white woman, check.
Got. Okay,
right.
You got a black woman.
You got a black, right.
Yeah, woman.
Right. And then you got Dan. Okay, so you got a white guy.
You got an old white guy.
Old white guy.
Old white guy.
Right. So now you got this guy is vaguely Indian or whatever the fuck his deal is, right?
Yep.
I'm sure we'll find out because the first five jokes about him will all be about his
ethnicity,
heritage for whatever fucking third world garbage country he's from, right? And then who else did we just see? Fucking.
You had the biker biker guy, unless that was just a throwaway character or something.
You got to have all of them is the thing. Look, and she's got one name.
One name. What is it with these one-name people?
The new Roz has one name. I don't even figure it out.
Manhattan Criminal Court Part 2 is now in.
She wears tennis shoes just like her dad did.
Ah.
See, that's just a lot of. There's going to be a lot of callbacks to that old show, man.
She do magic and shit.
I bet if we. I bet if we watched some of the old Night Court, I bet that's pretty douchey.
You know what? I have seen on YouTube, like, they've, you know, isolated some of the bits,
yeah.
And they're funny. They're
really?
Still funny. But I bet you in general, yes, to watch an episode, it probably doesn't hold up.
A little chilly, huh?
Yeah, I bet it is.
Session. The Honorable Abney Strone presiding.
It's Abney Strone, but that's okay.
This is what happens when I overprepare. Let me take another crack at it. The Stormatable Abner Splump.
And buddy, that laugh track is wow.
So that's her gimmick then. She's nervous.
The Abominable Snowman.
Close enough. This is Night Court and we're running out of night.
Holy cow. I so just want to put a fucking ice pick right through my fucking forehead right now.
All right. I like the way you clerk it. All right, let's do this. Olivia Moore, Your Honor, representing the city of New York. Look at us. Excuse me while I brush a few pieces of the glass ceiling off my shoulder.
How about you?
Because they're women, get it?
I would like for you to brush a few of my pubic hairs off your shoulder.
You know what? In this day and age, it would just be my fucking nutsack resting on your... Yeah. Brush that off of there.
Yes. It tastes to hang a little low. Yeah. Hangs low in your 50s.
God, who stuck their gum on my shoulder?
That's not gum, honey.
That ain't gum.
Nope.
Lick them balls, bitch.
Lick them balls. Hang on, let me lift up the sack for you so you can get to her. Fucking.
There's balls in there, trust me.
In the way, old man. Balls, fuck you.
There's testes in there.
There sure are.
There are.
Nice to meet you, Counselor. And I assume that you are our public defender?
Paul Grossman. As someone who's fallen through an actual glass ceiling, I find your comments in poor taste.
Holy shit. Who the fuck wrote this?
First up, we have the People versus Esmeralda the Magnificent.
A.K.A. Jane Horowitz, the repeat fraud offender. Miss Horowitz is charged with criminal impersonation for misrepresenting her ability.
I think the show is impersonating a sitcom. That's what's happening. Woof. Yikes.
To make 100% accurate predictions.
Where's the proof?
The state would like to submit into evidence this sign, which says the thing I just said.
Oh my God, that's so clever.
Buddy. Now listen, we can power through this. You know, and just get away with a good short show.
Oh my God, this is so bad.
Woof.
I didn't know she'd have a sign. The defense rests.
Hang on. I'd love to just dig in a bit and hear Miss Horowitz's side.
Oh, I'd like to dig in a bit too. Ooh.
Well, again, let me lift that sack up for you. Hang on.
Oh, I would like to
dig in.
Ooh. Yeah.
If things.
Oh no. We don't dig here. I make my case, you're awed by my charm, bangy bangy, we move on. This is clearly fraud.
Well, it's only fraud if she's not psychic.
Hold on. You want her to prove she's psychic?
Yeah, I don't know if we have time.
You know what they say. There's always time for CPLR 4011, which allows judges broad discretion to regulate the conduct of the trial.
Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, Jesus. And she's smart, too. And, you know, smart, capable female is, I mean, what do we...
Is setting a proper decorum. Also, they gave me this fancy wooden hammer, so kind of get to do what I want. All right, Miss the Magnificent, let's see what you got.
You think you're better than this
place? Oh, hang on. I'm gonna need to hear the voice.
You think you're better than this place and are desperate to work at a big firm?
Well, that's obvious. I'm not just gonna rot here like Paul.
I'd love to disagree.
She's doing her Ayn Rand impersonation.
A is A.
Steak is steak.
That was really
funny. I laughed so hard. I'm looking at that going, I got to send this to Brian, but what kind of funny joke? I'm like, fucking steak is steak. There you go.
Be, but this isn't how a 30-year-old man should look.
You.
I'm sorry, but this character,
60.
The fucking.
Well, I hope you don't get fucking used to him because they got to make room for Dan Fielding. So don't I get know, fucking used to him.
But that character could have fucking potential, but they'll fuck it up.
Took this job to minimize expectations, and you're in a hurry to leave, but have no place to go.
Okay, she might be magic.
What number am I thinking of?
All of them.
Get out of my head.
Ooh, I hate the new Roz, man.
Oh, yeah, no.
She's fucking...
She's terrible.
Actually, there's not one likable... Well, I mean, they're all... That's the problem. They're all likable. In quotes, right? Likable. And that's woof, man.
Yeah.
That is just...
Yeah, this is really bad.
Even the guy you're supposed to hate is likable, which yeah. I guess is the gimmick, but... Yikes.
Okay, now me. I'm sensing you are career-driven.
Because I'm young for a judge?
I'm seeing you are new to this place.
Because I was unsure of my clerk's name?
But as successful as you are unlucky in love.
Because I'm not wearing a ring. Which I took off to set you up. I'm very happily engaged. My fiancé is upstate and moving down soon.
Oh, you're going to fry.
Not quite. 50 hours of community service. Paul, you didn't put up much of a fight. I expected more. But I see you trying harder because I'm going to keep pushing you because I believe in you.
God, just doggy style. Just like you got to drop a load in her. What position? Man, I got to have her in a position where I can look her in the eye when I blow that load in there. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to look her in the eye.
So doggy style. And you just grab that fucking hair and you bend her back until you're looking her right in the eye.
Ouch. That doesn't seem like that'd be good for your back at all.
What's her back? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I got to blow one in there.
In there, yeah. It's got to, yeah. Yeah.
I'll shave it for her. And then eat it. And I got to tell you this. I got to tell you this. It won't take me long, but, whoa, I'd be fire hosing some DNA in there. It would fucking bounce off the walls like a pinball machine. Ooh, that's a load being fired in there. I'm talking Alabama in the early 50s. Load. A fire hose load. Oh, buddy. Ooh-wee.
That's all I needed to hear. I quit. I didn't take this job to
Wait a minute. He's going to quit.
Yes.
And then she's got to go bring Dan back.
Somehow they got to get Dan.
Oh, my God. Boy, clever.
Yeah, I know.
Clever.
I know. He gets told he has to work hard and he quits. That's the gimmick.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's fun, right?
This is just, I never would have saw that coming.
No, it's crazy. It's unbelievable.
Or have some kid tell me she believes in me.
Paul, come back. I don't believe in you that much.
Yeah, this laugh track. You know what? This show
Dude,
might actually
bad
be
laugh track.
Slightly funnier without that stupid fucking laugh track. Yeah. Let me make up my mind.
Oh, don't worry, Judge. He does this sort of thing all the time.
Really?
No. I was just trying to cheer you up.
Oh,
I think you broke
him. I fucking hate her.
Do you remember... So they cut to her and her judge's quarters, and she's behind the desk is a picture of a dog. It's a guy in a suit but with a dog head. Did Harry have that? Do you remember if Harry
I don't
had
remember.
That?
Okay. I really don't remember
that's
if he did.
That was put there for a reason, and something tells me that would have been
It'll come into play, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Look what I found in storage. I think it's some of your daddy's old stuff.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Oh, can't believe it's you. Welcome home, Clarence.
Well, I'm off to investigate a report of vandalism. Apparently, the culprit rearranged letters on the directory board to spell joke names.
I saw that. Hugh Janus was my favorite.
Get it? I will not. Doug, your new name is Hugh Janus.
We need to book on this show Hugh Janus. Immediately.
Next week, I'll
get him in the
radio.
Next week or two.
Hugh Janus.
I fucking hate. Come on, right after Ron Jaurès.
Eugenius.
We got it. We got it. We understood the joke.
I see you're Hugh. So, I see you're Hugh Janus, and I'll raise you one Ron Jaurès.
Attack on this court is funny.
You just move some letters around.
Moving letters is a huge deal. Ask Vanna White.
What? That's not she funny. Never... It's not funny. Quit laughing.
She didn't move letters around. She just kind of turned them over. She didn't move them around.
She doesn't even turn them over anymore. She touches a fucking screen.
Oh, is that right?
Lazy bitch.
Aide said they'll send another public defender as soon as they can.
What if we get another Paul?
We'd be lucky to get another Paul. He had a way of not caring that would make the night just fly by.
You can do better than that. We need someone who cares as much about people as I do.
Oh, God.
I think I might know just the guy.
Really? Imagine that. She knows the guy.
She knows the guy. Who? Oh, all these people. Oh, boy.
You better not have forgotten the coleslaw this time. I have all the Girl Scout cookies I need. Thanks.
So now it's Bernadette is at Dan Fielding's apartment door.
It wasn't Dan Fielding.
No, it was.
Oh boy, woo! We're going to the B block, and
that
I cannot
fucking A
fucking
block
wait.
Was just fucking absolute rubbish. Fucking class one, grade A garbage.
Jeff,
garbage, I said.
Let me ask you a question.
Trash.
Are we making the mistake of watching pilots and expecting them to be more and better than they should be?
What's a
pilot?
What's a pilot?
Well, you know, because a pilot serves a very distinct purpose. It introduces you to the characters.
Sets it up, yeah.
Like, should we be watching further? I mean, that's an honest question. Like, are we setting ourselves up for failure by watching pilot episodes that are limited by...
You really think this is going to get better on the next episode next? You really think?
All right, fair enough.
You say this show is killing it in the ratings.
I didn't
yes,
say that. Collectively,
we are idiots.
I think it's doing well. I'd have to double check. But
Mr. Fielding, I'm not a Girl Scout, but if I was...
Oh, boy. I will take a box of every cookie you fucking have.
Yes. It's the one box in particular I'd like to put my mouth on.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd like a box of tagalongs, please.
Came out of her bedroom one time in her old fucking Girl Scout uniform. Oh, I thought I was going to fucking tent out of my pants.
That door slam might have really hurt my feelings. So I guess I'd have the support of a nurturing...
They've done a great job of not showing her big dumb tits, too.
Well, that's probably why it's got better ratings. Maybe they're doing that in future episodes.
Community who would help rebuild my self-confidence and set me on an empowered path of discovery and self-acceptance. And
who are you and why are you still talking?
My name is Abby Stone. Used to work with my dad.
You're Harry's daughter. Come in.
Hope you don't mind me dropping by. I found your address in a box of my dad's stuff.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just, sorry, it's been... Well, quite a while since I did any entertaining. Oh, duck sauce.
For later.
Woof.
I was sorry to hear about your father. We lost touch over the years, but he was a great guy.
I know he felt the same way about you.
Mm.
I almost didn't recognize you with the beard. In pictures, you always look so put together. Not that the beard isn't a good look. It's a great way to cover up a weird neck. Not that your neck is weird. It's
we got
oh
it.
Oh, my God. We
got it.
Get it.
It's an awkward. We got it. Oh. This show is not allowed to beat a joke to death more than we do. It's not allowed.
Wow, look at that view.
That is what sold Sarah on the place.
Sarah, your wife?
She was.
No, she's dead.
So, what brings you to town?
I moved here for a job. I am the new night court judge. Anyway, our public defender quit, and I was wondering if you might be interested.
In being a public defender? I'm afraid you've confused me with someone else. Someone who likes people.
I guess this doesn't mean anything to you?
Pull the rest of the table out of there. I'll be very impressed.
It's a souvenir from the night that my dad almost quit being a judge. You found him in a pool hall and helped him go back to the thing that he loved. You said you admired him.
Doesn't ring a bell.
You also called him a pathetic, whiny, wheezy, jackass tweet.
Oh, that I remember. It was a very long time ago. You know, my practicing days are behind me. Nowadays, I'm in more of a supportive role.
Teaching?
I'm a process server. The look on someone's face when you tell them they've been served at their kid's flag football game? Priceless.
Guy with all those thank you cards must like people a little bit.
Occasionally with the subpoena, I'll throw in a little free legal advice just so that the poor bastards don't do something utterly stupid. And they'll thank me with a card. Or 26 pounds of black market ribeyes. Here.
Dude, if we don't start a band called Black Market Ribeyes, what the fuck are we doing? I can... Sitting here for that, I don't know that we've ever watched any show long enough that long without kind of jumping in and making a joke.
Yeah.
What this show does is kind of like it kind of puts you to sleep. Like, I know why old people would love this, because it's not, it's, it, it doesn't challenge you. It's not especially funny, but it doesn't offend you. And it does just kind of lull you in. It's just like it numbs your brain. Like a fucking sedative.
Yeah. No, it's, this is so, so fucking bad. I'm sitting here watching this going, when is it going to get funny?
Yeah, well. Black market ribeyes.
You know,
Jeff, it's 28 pounds of black market ribeyes. You don't think that's hilarious?
Fucking Lou Cannon out there fucking repping black market ribeye, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
One for the road? Don't ask where they came from. These cows have seen stuff.
What does that even fucking mean? What was the last thing they saw?
Means those fucking, are street cows, tough fucking cows. They've seen shit.
That fucking nail going into their foreheads. Yeah, they've seen stuff.
Come to the courthouse tonight. I could really use some pointers. I've been a judge upstate, but night court is...
A nonstop freak show. They fed it swamp. Am I close? Come on, you know I'm close.
It's different. Please, you're the only person I know who gets how that world works. At least the only person who's still around.
I think the woman that played Roz is still alive, I think. Marcia Warfield? I'm almost certain she's still alive.
Might be.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that picture in the back?
What, that there?
What is that?
Who fucking knows?
I'll stop by.
Stop by. How nice.
It's been quite a while since I entertained. How do you get someone to leave?
Well, take your pants off.
Well, if you're, if you're Harvey Weinstein, it's...
Here, have a seat on the couch.
If you're Tiger Woods,
what happened? What happened?
Boy, that laugh track is fucking abominable.
It's terrible.
Oof.
Tell me a story, boy. Who hurt you?
It's the new Roz looking at the board that where the names have been changed. She's trying to solve the case. This is what they call your B story.
Look at the names. Guilty as hell. Guilty as hell. Guilt. Gil. Oh, Gil as hell. Remember that fucker?
Oh, I do.
I think I owe him money.
Yeah, I think you owe him money, yeah.
Hopeless case.
Will you shut the...
Annie.
All right.
I can't believe this is happening on my watch.
Is there a world in which you're taking this a little too seriously?
Oh, Neil. Innocent, naive, simple, narrow-hipped Neil. I wish I could tell you the world was all sunshine and flapjacks, but this is no isolated incident. Or have you forgotten the events of last Thursday when our courtroom's light bulb...
Okay, here's a better look at all the names on the board. Here we go. Let's see. Gary Buttmouth. Hugh Janus.
Is Hugh on there? Oh, there he is.
Chris P. Bacon.
Oh, Chris Bacon.
Winnebago.
Yeah. Was that Leek Dripley? Look, who's that Leek Dripley up there? We need Leek Dripley on this show.
I saw something, and it got a legitimate laugh on me, and I'm angry at myself. Bjorn Free.
Okay, that's really funny. That's really funny. That's Bjorn Free.
That's a legitimate laugh. That's not like a Bjorn Free got a real laugh out of me.
Gary Buttmouth.
Leek Dripley. Warren Pease.
Tristan Shout. Oh, that's really sad that this is the funniest part of the show.
It really is.
Tristan Shout. You'll be, what's it? You'll be all right.
You'll be all right. Frantic Disaster. Yeah. Oh, my stars.
Was swapped out for Fingerling Potato.
It's just a dumb joke. It's not like anybody's going to believe Gary Buttmouth is a real person.
I'm looking for Gary Buttmouth.
Oh, I had no idea that was coming,
Jeff.
Jesus
Christ. I saw that turning off coming down here. Woof. Ooh.
You think there's a Gary Buttmouth working here in his offices? 1814. He's coming for me. That's my office.
So I'm going to ask you one more time. Who threw the first punch?
He did.
I did? You did! Cut it out!
Cut it out!
Oh, God, geez. She is by far the worst character. The new Roz.
Did they
on
like
the show?
Did they like lose the original person they cast as bailiff and had to call her at the last minute? She's terrible.
Fucking stinks.
Maybe we should just let them kill each other. It's basically Thunderdome around here without a public defender.
Here comes old homeless Dan Fielding ambling in.
Let's take five.
You don't want to just rule real quick? Or take five, maybe 10.
Hey, Sally. Yes, it's me. Let's not make a big deal about it, okay?
What does that even fucking mean? He sits down next to an old woman and then...
Is it weird being back? Like going to your old high school?
No, more like a trip to the dentist. Slightly unpleasant. And there's a decent chance a total stranger will try to stick their hand in your mouth.
So you want to check out my dad's old chambers? I bet that box of stuff we found will bring back memories of your glory
check
days.
Out your no chambers.
Thanks. I fucking I like to check out a box in your office. Ooh, buddy. I'd eat her like a steak. Steak is steak, baby.
Black market steak.
Black market ribeyes.
Black market ribeyes.
Those cows
ribeye.
Have seen things.
Yes, they
what?
Have.
What does that even fucking mean? They've seen things.
Thank you. I prefer leaving the past in the past. If these walls could talk, they'd say, kill me.
Olivia
well, that's
Moore?
A fucking riot.
God, Jesus. Damn, buddy.
This is Dan Fielding. He used to be the assistant district attorney of this court. Oh, wow. A former night court assistant district attorney. Of all the days to leave my selfie stick at home.
Well, you could always tape your phone to that stick up here.
I am liking this back and forth. Maybe it's just me, but I would love to see you two squaring off every night.
Mm-hmm. Judge, may I have a word?
I'm going to go get some coffee. Alone.
Oh, God, fucking...
What? What's the gag? Oh, the whole show, that's the gag.
I don't want to question your usually impeccable judgment, but if you think Truck Stop Santa is going to be our new public defender...
I like truck
Stop Santa. Kind of like that.
You're delusional. I think he'd be perfect. What self-centered narcissists aren't public defenders? We're prosecutors. Okay, yes, he shot me down once, but I think with a little push, I could get him to a solid maybe.
I think with a little push.
I could get to a solid load.
Yeah, I could get you over a desk. Ooh, buddy. God damn it. Is it possible to drown a woman through the pussy? Like to inject so much fluid into her?
I don't think so.
No?
No. Especially not at your age.
Okay, open your eyes.
I never closed them. Wait a minute, I know these people. These are all people I've served. Oh, wait, am I dying and only the most irrelevant parts of my life are flashing before my eyes?
These aren't just people you serve. These are lives you've changed.
Look, I appreciate you trying to give me a billiard ball moment, but I like my life the way it is. Thank you.
You say you're happy all alone, ordering takeout and stockpiling freezer meat. You think you could thrive here? Don't you want that for yourself?
Why are we talking about me? You're the one that needs help.
Oh, I just said that to get you to come here.
You sure about that? Because last time I checked, your public defender quit. You're driving your clerk insane. And is that ketchup on your robe?
I'll have you know that might be twin blood.
Twin blood, get it?
Yeah, from the two twins that were fighting a minute ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which we didn't even think to stop and mention, because it was such a fucking... Oh.
I'm just trying to do the right thing, and if people aren't on board for that, that's on them.
Your problem is that you think being right matters. Yeah, good judges decide what's right. Great judges convince people, and that's what made your father so special. I mean, he wasn't zapping people with joy buzzers or stuffing springy snakes into everything. Because of that man, it was a decade before I could eat a canned nut.
So now you want to talk about the past?
If you don't like what I have to say, next time you find an address in a box, why don't you just leave it there?
Sure. Because keeping things boxed up seems to be your thing. Your past, your feelings, you've put your whole life in a box.
How does she fucking know this about him? She's known him for 8 seconds. How does she know this?
Box and won't let anyone in.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Am I in the box or am I putting things in the box?
I kind of lost the thread. The point is, you're afraid to open that box.
I beg to differ.
I am not afraid. I
beg to differ, sweetheart.
The only thing I'm afraid is I'm going to really disappoint you sexually. That's the only thing I'm afraid of. And you know what? At this stage of the game, I don't even give a shit, frankly, but yikes. Oh, I just fucking... fire hose a load in there.
You know what? It was lovely meeting you, and good luck with the saving the world thing. I am sure that it's going to happen any day now.
I'm going to pretend you're being sincere, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ, is this fucking over? One more, huh?
This is the scene.
One more block.
This is the C block, Daddy.
Got everything. Following the money. Police psychic. Unlikely partner to a dog. Going undercover as a teen.
How many of those did you actually do?
You're missing the point. All this work and I came up with Jack Diddley Squat, which incidentally is a name on the board. This guy is...
God. We are never going to get through.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's painful.
The criminal mastermind, like a Hannibal. Or his Fight Club. Maybe I really am Gary Buttmouth. No.
Oh, I fucking hate her.
God, oh, I really. She's so bad.
Her fucking character is the worst. Oh, I fucking just, wow.
I gotta hurry up and stop me before I do something I can't even believe I'm capable of.
What the fuck? Dude. So bad.
Are you gonna tell her it was you?
My job isn't exactly fulfilling, so I gotta find ways to keep my brain from eating itself. You're not gonna wrap me up.
Speaking of eating something.
Out, are you?
No. You gotta cool it, though. I've already lost a public defender. If I lose a bailiff, you might be next.
Knowing my luck, I might just end up in a later court.
See, because night court is the latest court. And he's saying as a punishment, he could be put into a even later court. I know.
So if court clerk isn't your dream job, what is?
Oh, no. No. You're not doing that thing to me.
What thing?
That thing where you ask questions and dig deeper and turn a simple jaywalking charge into a full-on therapy session. I mean, I'm glad Ellie made a major breakthrough. She can't be the son her father always wanted her to be, and that's his issue, not hers. And why do I know it?
Shut the fuck up. I don't care about any of these fucking characters. They have yet to convince me to care about any of them. Oh, it's painful.
Any of this.
Yeah, I guess I'm always looking for what's going on underneath.
Yeah, me too.
So
baby.
Am I.
Me too, baby.
My dad used to do a lot of magic tricks.
You know what? Okay, we're in the C block. Trick for
you. I'm gonna make something disappear.
Disappear, reappear, disappear, reappear. You know what? We're in the C block of the pilot episode, and I'm already fucking sick about hearing about her dad.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. I'm already sick about it.
Yeah.
Because they have not done this right. I'm not saying I know how to do it right or could, but.
And whenever I asked him how they were done, he would say, it's magic, which drove me crazy. He thought if I knew how they worked, I wouldn't like them as much. But to me, the truth was the magic. Mm-hmm. I feel that way about people. It's hard not to like them once you know what's going on underneath.
Oh, no, it's very easy not to like them. Trust me.
That's really
once you, especially easy. When you find out what's going on underneath.
Really easy.
I see how that makes me a pain in the butt as a judge and as a fan of magic and as an Uber passenger.
You know why they did that? Too much time had passed without a joke.
I guess I could take a closer look at the docket, find a little more time for digging in.
Neil, that would be amazing.
But just a little more, like 5 minutes here and there.
I'm here in 10.
You're here in 5.
9.
You're going to do whatever you want anyway.
You get me, Neil.
Afraid to open a box.
Dan
here we go.
Dan has showed up at the judge's office.
Well, this place hasn't changed. Right down to the guy fishing dead birds out of the ceiling. Hey, you know what? I want to ask you something. Say a lifetime ago, you worked with a guy, right? Had your ups and downs, but on the whole, liked each other, respected even. The job ends, you go your separate ways. Life happens, and you live, and you love. And you lose. Big time. And so you...
You must have read the script.
Let me guess, the guy doesn't speak English.
Jeff, that's solid.
I know. I'm sure there's a better twist than that coming up. It can't be that simple.
He goes, K?
K?
Right? That's what's coming, right? I think you got it.
No. Dude, I'm not a television writer. There's got to be a better twist than that coming up, right?
No, you're funnier than that.
Close off.
Jeff, I swear to God, if this guy goes, okay, I'm fucking putting this headset down and I'm walking the fuck out of this studio. Right. I've had it. There's no fucking way. But Jeff, the more I sit here... The more it's...
You know I'm right.
It's likely. Yeah, yeah.
I'm fucking right. I gotta be.
Dude, you're 300%... You've never been more right than you are about this. I guarantee it.
Your heart. Then one day the child of that almost forgotten guy comes to you and asks for your...
I can't wait to get out and storm out of here and take a piss.
Would you take the chance? Would you open that heart up again?
Oh, Jeff, I'm so looking forward to this.
Feelings in knowing that undoubtedly it would hurt again at some point.
There is a saying in my country. When man is holding dead bird, tell shorter story.
Frankly, I liked my idea better.
Jeff. Your idea would have destroyed.
And that is why I don't open up to people.
Shut the fuck up.
But I am not afraid to open a box.
Stay out! Snakes!
Cobras. Oh, spring-loaded snakes in a box.
Wow, boy. How? Harry got him. Harry got him.
Harry got him from the fucking beyond.
He got
you, Dan. Oh, goddamn. Don't trouble yourself with how spring-loaded snakes got loaded in. Don't trouble yourself with that fucking semantic fucking, no.
In a cardboard box, yes. That is not taped shut.
Yes. Correct. Yes, don't trouble.
Don't bother your brain
Do
with
not
those
trouble
those,
yourself with that.
You know, little tiny details like that.
Okay. I'll think about it.
To save time, can we just do all the public urinations at once?
Sure. Guilty. Guilty. Impressive, but guilty. Come on, man.
Why, that was
the
fucking stupid.
Fourth one was a guy in a character. So I can't even fucking continue.
Oh, to try a case that doesn't involve genitals. That'd be the dream.
Your Honor, Dan Fielding for the defense.
Yay! Dan's here! Oh, I had no idea that was coming! Fuck this show. Dan Fielding for the defense!
John Kerry, ready to serve.
Jesus fucking
the exact
Christ.
Same fucking attitude. Fuck you! You failed presidential candidate.
Jesus Christ, what a fucking pile, hot, steamy pile of dog shit this show is. A hot, brown, steaming pile of fucking dog shit.
Oh, God, I wish someone would fucking napalm that studio where this is being filmed.
Baking in the fucking summer sun out in the yard.
Ooh, woof.
God, yikes.
You actually got him?
Maybe there's a chance I'm not being catfished after all.
We've never met, but you definitely are.
Get that perfectly normal neck over here.
All right, look, I just want to say this one thing. I'm only here to help out temporarily, a few days.
I'm here in weeks.
If you keep smiling like that, I'm out of here right now, so just knock it off. It's better.
Better your honor.
Boy, Dan's got that WC Fields fucking boozer nose going on, don't he?
A great fucking observation.
Holy fuck, man.
Ooh wee. Yeah.
Fucking have another scotch and soda. Oof.
This.
It really does happen.
Boy, that's
I'd like to know how you did this.
Maybe it's just magic.
You have no idea, do you?
No freaking clue. Well, whatever you did, you pulled it out.
Yes, well, speaking of which...
Not yet.
Speaking of which, you flat-chested menace. Ooh. She's, by the way, I want to look up that girl, because on this show, she is unfuckable.
Yeah.
So I want to see some regular pictures of her. But
next, we have Art Garfunkel.
Fat Art Garfunkel? Yes.
Speaking of pulling it out.
Get it? Set up joke. Oh, it's the fucking... Jeff, we are honored to see this.
Honored.
Sorry, too easy. Mr. Gates was brought in for lewd conduct. Obviously, this man is a depraved menace and has no place in decent society.
Oh, Mr. Fielding, I'd just like to remind you, you are the defense.
Your Honor, my client, dare I say, my friend, is an outstanding pillar of his community, and we are wasting the court's time with this gross miscarriage of justice.
If you'll indulge me, I'd just like to know what's underneath all this.
You're the judge.
No!
Oh.
buddy, if that would be the only way to get her to see my cock, I'd flash her. I'd hand her a gavel, you know.
I'd hand her a gavel.
Ask her to pass judgment on my cock.
Ask her to pass judgment.
Too old and small. Cock dismissed. Fuck this garbage show. God, I hate it so much.
Pass judgment on this average Irish hog, bitch. Why do we not have a band named Irish Hog? Irish Hog. Average Irish Hog.
We got two band names out of this episode. Irish Hog and Freezer Ribeye Steaks or something, right? What was the other one? Freezer Ribeye Steaks.
Not Black Market. Black Market Ribeye Steaks. Ribeyes. I like Irish Hog.
You would.
Remember the average white band? We could have average Irish Hog. Irish Hog. Boy, that I can't wait to see another episode of that. Said no one. Apparently says everyone.
Dude, there are 75-year-old women who love this show.
Of course they do.
Just fucking love it. Ooh. That fart rattles up my ball bag, and that's going to sting.
Oh, that always tickles. When they go up your fucking ball sack like that.
Right up the fucking crease,
right up
too.
The crease, man.
It kind of gets a little...
Oniony?
Oh, buddy. Oh, God damn. God damn. Oh, fuck, what the fuck did I eat? Oh, it's so bad. Oh, you're going to thank me for all that spray, and it's fucking horrendous. Holy fucking shit. Whoa, god damn.
That's what Bernadette said.
Ooh.
Get it?
No.
You're going to thank me for all that spraying.
Let's see here. Night Court renewed for season 2.
Ew, god, how? Jesus Christ. That script's got to be written by a fucking chatbot.
That's fucking AI script.
It's got to be. It's fucking got to be.
Oh, that's so good.
Jesus Christ. That's terrible.
Judgment for the reboot. After airing just 4 episodes of the new Night Court, NBC has renewed the series for season 2. Ew. Wow. Night Court, the episode we just watched, okay?
Killed, didn't it?
It murdered.
It fucking killed.
It murdered. Night Court came out of the gate strong, reaching 25.7 million viewers across all platforms in its first 4 weeks on the air. Wow.
Wow.
I'm
fucking amazed. I'm stunned.
Number one comedy premiere.
What?
2022-23 season on broadcast.
You're fucking lying.
On broadcast or cable. Night Court has the highest total viewers of any comedy premiere.
Wait
since,
a minute.
Since The Conners in 2018.
Who fucking broadcasts anymore?
Wow.
You're fucking full of shit. That's going to be are you on The Onion again?
are we back to my balls or what's happening here? The new series is a restart of the classic series. 84. The 2023 version features unapologetic optimist Abby Stone. Let's see. She follows in her father's footsteps as she presides over the night shift in a Manhattan arraignment court. Season 2.
Wow. I'm stunned.
Wow.
Who was the gal in the original show that played the prosecutor? Marky Post.
Marky Post.
Marky Post. Yeah.
She's still alive.
Or
is she gone?
I don't know.
I know Roz is still alive. I feel like Marky Post just died in the last year or two.
Might have. And that bull guy, the bailiff bull, he's dead, isn't he?
He was the first one to die, wasn't he?
Was he?
I don't know. Huh. Let's find out. Marky Post was an American actress.
Yeah. Dead.
2021. August 7th, 2021.
COVID get her?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. 70. Made it to 70.
Jeez.
Battling cancer for almost 4 years.
Well, wow. Not anymore. Well, that fight's over.
That fight's over.
Yeah. Cancer won. Marky Post zero.
Sheesh.
Jesus Christ, Durant. What the fuck? God.
Sheesh.
Cancer won. Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, I think they're all gone. Let's see. Who? What's the name of the guy? Richard Mull.
Richard Mull.
All right, let's see how old Mull is. Is an American actor still alive?
No shit. How old?
80.
What?
Wow. Well, holy shit.
That dude was kind of funny in that role.
Marcia Warfield, I know, is still alive.
Did she do Simpsons voices, or am I thinking of somebody else?
There was a Marcia Warfield show? Oh, we need to see some of the Marshall Warfield.
No, we don't.
Oh, yes, we
no,
do.
No, we don't.
I think we do. Let's.
You fucking show me that show. So help me, Todd. Oh, sorry.
Let's see. Well, she was in Caddyshack, too. Let's not forget that.
Who was?
Marshall Warfield.
That's very forgettable. Was that with, Shecky Green or whatever? Or not Shecky Green.
Shecky Green?
Was he in Caddyshack too?
No, I know. It's
another fucking irritable Jew. another fucking shaky, irritable Jew.
Norm, fuck. God damn it. Oh, you fucking cocksucker. I can see him. I can see his dumb face. Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason. That's who it was. Well, I'm glad we did this.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Okay, so we got a choice to make. Do we watch the next episode and see? The pilot killed, and we fucking absolutely hated it. There's no way.
Let's give it 5 minutes.
That...
Episode two, let's give it five minutes.
I'm starting a fucking timer.
Okay. All right.
Hang on a minute. I am starting a fucking timer. Well, you got fucking you got 5 minutes of my life.
I got a lot more than 5 minutes of your life.
First up, we have Mr. Turkle, who's accused of attempted robbery.
Your Honor, the security camera footage clearly places the defendant at the scene of the crime.
So, grainy footage that could be either my client or Bigfoot?
Well, we don't even need the camera footage because we have an eyewitness.
Oh, sorry, Your Honor. The witness could have seen anyone. My client has an undeniable everyman look. He could be mistaken for anyone in this gallery.
That's a bunch of bald guys with beards stand up.
Your time is running.
I
don't think it's going to take 5 minutes.
In every way possible, the time is running out. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Counselor.
Wait a minute.
Is your...
Buddy.
Is that not fucking Wolf Blitzer?
Where?
Dan
Fielding.
Defense
just finding people to look like your client?
What? Do they? Oh, yes. My God. They do.
Carmine, what are you doing here?
I got caught robbing this lady's store.
You dumb cunt.
He's joking. The only thing my client is guilty of is possession of a razor-sharp wit.
The defendant just confessed. Can we have the stenographer read that back, please?
Oh, did you guys start?
Now they added a dim-witted stenographer.
Oh, boy.
The fucking hits just keep on coming here on Casey Kasem's Top 50 Shittiest Shows.
It's
And number one on our list is the reboot of Night Court.
A goddamn death dedication to Night Court reboot.
Jesus Christ. I got to come out of a goddamn fucking up-tempo number and watch this fucking horse shit. I got to come out of watching reruns of MASH and then watch this fucking garbage.
Your Honor, I think we can wrap this up pretty quickly. Now, the prosecution is going to argue that the evidence is incontrovertible, and I will refute it point by point, successfully showing that it's inadmissible. The bailiff is going to drop her keys.
Witch.
And since it is my client's first offense, you're obviously going to rule
guilty.
Damn. Fine. 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 Well, you got to admit, the key thing was pretty good. Especially the second time.
Jeff, I hate it so much. We're out.
You got, yeah, it, 3 minutes and we're out.
We're done. We're out.
Two minutes and 53 seconds and
wasted.
We're out.
We're out. That's not, it's irredeemable.
Jesus
There's
Christ.
There's no saving fucking nope. Night Court. There's no
nope.
saving. Well, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over? Huh?